Talking of Kevin, Simon Marks is with us. Why did I say that? He's our US correspondent. Simon, what has Donald Trump done now?
Ian, I really wasn't quite sure where we should start today, but we definitely shouldn't start with last night's vice presidential debate. Andy Warhol was right. Even the fly that took up residence in Mike Pence's hair found out that everyone only gets 15 minutes of fame and, of course, about two dozen Twitter accounts. But just as we were all trying to recall a single line from last night's encounter between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, came the email from the debate commission telling us that next week's encounter between Donald Trump and Joe Biden would be a virtual affair. Voters would still get to ask questions from the debate site in Miami, but the candidates themselves, well, they would be joining from remote locations. It seemed sensible, given that the White House now is so infected with COVID-19 that even Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, said today that he's no longer willing to set foot in the place. But then President Trump placed a call to his friends at the Fox Business Network.
The debate style. And that's not acceptable to us. I beat him easily in the first debate. No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Stunning, given that reporters all assumed the arrangement must have been agreed by the two campaigns. The Trump team quickly confirmed the president would be a no-show and would host a campaign rally instead. Joe Biden, catching up to events at an airport, couldn't believe any of it.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if the recommendation, if he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
About an hour later, his campaign announced that since the second debate was now toast, Joe Biden would hold a town hall meeting of his own voters. But then President Trump changed his mind again, said the next two debates should still take place in person, but should be delayed by a week each. The Biden campaign has now told the White House to stuff it, pointing out that it's the debate commission that sets the rules, not the president. Elsewhere in that interview with Fox Business, unhinged, his prediction for the Biden presidency, and listen here to his description of Senator Kamala Harris, was quite extraordinary.
Biden won't be president for 2 months, okay? He won't be president for 2 months.
So, if Biden
you mean he'll have to step down?
Are you saying you think he'll have to step down after 2 months?
He's not mentally capable of being president. You know that. Everybody knows that. Everybody that knows him, he can't be president. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way, but this monster, she says, no, no, there won't be fracking. There won't be this. There won't. Everything she said is a lie.
A monster. He also called Kamala Harris later in the interview dislikable and a communist. There was, of course, no pushback from the Fox host Maria Bartiromo, who long ago proved we were all wrong when we used to think that she was a serious business journalist. The president accused China in the interview of putting a curse on America. He once again touted Regeneron as a cure. He said that he didn't really need to go to hospital last week because left alone, COVID-19 would have just gone away. He doesn't think he's still contagious, even though public health officials say that's unlikely. Oh, and of course, he also ordered his Attorney General Bill Barr to arrest Joe Biden and Barack Obama and charge them with treason.
These people should be indicted. This was the greatest political crime in the history of our country, and that includes Obama and it includes Biden. These are people that spied in my campaign, and we have everything. Now they say they have much more, okay? And I say, Bill, we got plenty. You don't need it anymore.
Just a reminder, Bill Barr says there is no criminal investigation underway into the president's assertions that Joe Biden was part of an attempted coup against him. Just when you thought we might have reached the floor for today's catastrophic developments, came more very grim news.
Last night, the FBI and Michigan State Police arrested six individuals charged in a federal complaint with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer.
Andrew Burge, the U.S. attorney for Western Michigan, announcing the arrests of the core members of a right-wing vigilante group called the Michigan Militia. They allegedly planned to deploy an army 200 strong to seize the state's governor, a prominent Democrat once considered a possible running mate for Joe Biden, take her to a remote location in the woods, and put her on trial for treason. Wonder where they got that idea from. These are the same thugs who occupied the Michigan Michigan State Legislature back in May, objecting to the COVID-19 lockdowns that the governor had introduced. She, at the time, defended her actions.
There were swastikas and Confederate flags and nooses and people with assault rifles. I'm working to protect your life if you live in the state of Michigan, regardless of what tweets come out or what polls come out or what people think that is, you know, makes sense.
The defendants are facing charges of kidnapping and terrorism. They also allegedly had plans to kill police officers. About this plot, and remember, we're talking here about an alleged plot to kidnap and possibly kill the elected governor of one of America's 50 states. The White House has said not one word, perhaps because President Trump, Ian, on Twitter earlier this year, encouraged his supporters to liberate Michigan.
I can't believe you haven't mentioned the fly.
I mentioned the fly at the beginning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
sorry.
I said it was proving Andy Wayne. Five Twitter, got more Twitter accounts than you have.
Sorry, I was asleep. Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.